Good morning and welcome to CFTRI's very own Thali Tales, the fortnightly audio digest. Thali Tales brings you useful information on nutrition, food research, hygiene and food safety. Brought to you every fortnight by CSIR Central Food Technological Research Institute, Mysore. Volume number 1 and issue number 8, 7th May 2019. This Thali Tale package brings you cocoa and the chocolate, a sweet history, a mystery of desire, and the science of silky smoothness. Cocoa and the chocolate. 9 out of 10 people like chocolate, and the 10th person always lies. Ask anyone what is his or her favorite sweet. You probably end up with an answer, chocolate. It is a surprise that a rather bitter, fatty and unpleasant tasting drink become the world favorite. People around the world love chocolate so much that every year they eat more chocolate than any other sweet. Why do people like chocolate so much? Probably because chocolate has a unique property that is readily melts in our mouth, and even though it is solid at room temperature. This property is attributed to the cocoa butter. Cocoa butter is a fat which is solid at temperatures below 25 degrees but melts at body temperature which is around 35 degrees. This makes the sugar and cocoa particles to flow for that unique mouthfeel, and there lies its popularity. The main ingredient of chocolate is cocoa, and a chocolate without a cocoa is no longer a chocolate. It is obtained from the beans of cocoa tree. There are three types of cocoa trees: Crello, Forastero and Trinitario. Crello has beans with white cotyledons and a mild flavor but are relatively low yielding. Most cocoa is Forastero, which is more vigorous, and Trinitario usually thought to be a hybrid of the other two types. Cocoa flowers from the second year of planting, and the pods takes about 140 to 160 days to mature and ripen. That is almost half a year. Each pod will have 25 to 45 beans embedded in the pulp. The harvested pod should be kept for a minimum period of 2 to 3 days before it taken for next step. Then the pods are cut open and the beans are scooped out. But the beans themselves do not taste like chocolate. The beans are fermented to develop chocolate flavor. Fermentation also reduces bitterness, loosens the pulp and helps the beans to expand. Correct. Fermentation is essential to produce a good flavor in the final chocolate. It takes about a week for the fermentation to complete. Fermented beans are then dried and then shipped to make chocolate. Here starts the very long and complicated chocolate making process. Dried beans are cleaned and are roasted. Just as coffee beans get the flavor on roasting, the cocoa beans too get their chocolate flavor on roasting. The tough shells crack on roasting, turn light and can be removed easily. The remaining meaty part of the bean is called nib. Nibs are crushed to make liquid. The liquid is poured onto the molds where it cools into bars of bitter, unsweetened chocolate. The bars are then pressed until the yellow liquid called cocoa butter is removed. The cocoa butter, the most important part of the chocolate, drains through a screen and is collected to make the chocolate we eat. The solid part of the bar shorn off cocoa butter is then ground into a powder. Cocoa butter is sent to dairies and bakeries to flavor baked goods and dairy products. The chocolate we eat is made in the final step called conching. Conching makes it soft, smooth, sweet and of course melting in the mouth substance. Sugar, cocoa powder, cocoa butter and other ingredients are rolled and mixed until smooth. The smooth mixture is poured into molds and cooled. After it has cooled and solidified, the chocolate is removed from the molds and wrapped in packages for shipping. Traditionally, chocolate has been made containing about 50% sugar, mostly in the form of sucrose, but with some lactose from the milk components in milk chocolate. Most people think chocolate has a solid because this is how they buy and eat it. However, it is only solidified just before it is ready to be packed and sent to the warehouse or shop. Chocolate is an instant energy source and it can pacify our hunger in a short duration of time because almost half of it is just sugar. Because of this, it has often been included in the food suppliers for polar explorers and lifeboat rations, etc. It also contains three essential components of food: protein, carbohydrates and fat, together with some essential minerals. Well, nowadays there are chocolates which are diabetic friendly. They are made with alternative sweeteners such as sorbitol. How long can chocolate stay soft and melting determines its quality. On storage, this can change. Often the cocoa butter blooms or show up as a thin white powdery layer on the top. Blooming makes the chocolate hard and brittle, which many do not prefer. It is how the soft, sweet, a bit bitter, energetic sweet takes shape.
A sweet history. When did chocolate enter the human world? The history of chocolate is very old and dates back to 1900 BC when Mesopotamian civilization was ruling. There is evidence to show that ancient Mesoamericans cultivated cocoa plants found in the tropical rainforest of Central America. The chocolate was originally prepared as a beverage known as nahuati or bitter water. It was served as liquid mixed with spices. The origin of the word chocolate is from the time of Aztec civilization. They used the word zocotl, which meant a bitter drink. Aztecs believed that the cocoa bean was a gift of God. The seeds once had so much value that they were used as a form of currency by the Central American tribes. Even when Columbus landed on America a few hundred years ago, the cocoa beans were used as money. For Olmec, Mayan and Aztec civilizations, chocolate was an invigorating drink, mood enhancer and aphrodisiac, which led them to believe that it possessed mystical and spiritual qualities. The Mayans even had a god of cocoa and worshipped it. Revered as a drink for gods, cocoa potion was reserved for rulers, warriors, priests, and nobles at sacred ceremonies. Cocoa grows in the hot and rainy areas of the tropics, which include Ivory Coast, Ghana, Indonesia, Brazil, Nigeria, and Cameroon. The world cocoa harvest now is about 3 million tons per year. The Latin name for the cocoa tree, Theobroma cocoa, means food of the gods. Hence, the name of the active ingredient, the theobromine, is derived. Like caffeine, theobromine and theophylline are alkaloids. Till 17th century, chocolate was regarded as an aphrodisiac and sold in pharmacies as a tonic. The invention of cocoa press by Dutch chemist Conrad Jonas van Houten in 1828 revolutionized the chocolate making. The cocoa press could squeeze out the fatty cocoa butter from the roasted cocoa beans, leaving behind a dry cake that could be pulverized into a fine powder. The powder could then be mixed with liquids and other ingredients, poured into molds and solidified into edible, easily digestible chocolate. Since then, chocolate has invaded the world like no other food or sweet. The history of chocolate in India is, however, much recent. No chocolates were sold in India during the pre-independence days. Chocolate was imported from Europe and was used by the elite colonial rulers. It is only after 1947, when the first chocolate factory was set up, that they became available in India. Cocoa cultivation started much later, in 1965. Since then, cocoa cultivation has been growing. As on date, India stands 18th in the list of the largest chocolate manufacturers in the world. Last year, for instance, India produced more than 17,000 metric tons of chocolate. Indians might have been latecomers in tasting the chocolate, but their craving is not any lesser. It is growing day by day.
The mystery of desire. Chocolate is not chocolate if it is not a craze. From kids to the old, everyone seems hooked to it. What is surprising is that the sweetness that is associated with chocolate was not with it till just a few hundred years ago. Long, long ago, before chocolate was even known in Europe and other countries, the chocolate drink was not sweet. It was, instead, a mix of sour, bitter and chili hot soup. The earliest recipe known for chocolate drink is from the Mayan period, where the cocoa beans were ground along with maize and chilies into a drink. Columbus has documented his surprise on finding such a bitter drink so popular in the Central Americas. But today, chocolate is synonymous with its sweetness and desire. Just watch those ads on TV that push chocolates onto you. The subtle message is desire. And that is another mystery of the chocolate. Why do people crave or desire more and more of chocolate? What is it that drives people crazy to go after it? Well, a lot of thinking and research has gone into this aspect. Is it a drug that makes one a habitual user? Or just a tasty food that one simply likes to eat more? Well, chocolate is made from the beans or seeds of the tree Theobroma cacao. The veteran botanist Carl Linnaeus named the plant as Theobroma, which means food of the gods, not without reason. Legends say that in Peru, where the plant was being grown some 4,000 years ago, the drink made from the seeds was offered only to the royalty and to the gods. In fact, it was so revered that for a long, long time, cocoa beans was also used as money. The brown, foamy drink has been attributed with many wonderful effects, but the best known amongst all of them is its mood lightening effect. In other words, chocolate brings a happy mood. Studies say that women desire chocolate more than men, though no one knows the reason. And it is said that ladies crave for it during the premenstrual and menstrual days more than any other time. Is it because those days are depressing and the chocolate brings relief with that? In an experiment, people were seen to press the space bar more often for no reason, because it brought them an extra chocolate as a reward. Now this is a sure sign of craving. But why? Almost every ingredient in the chocolate has been attributed for this effect. Chocolate has carbohydrates, minerals, proteins and some very unique chemicals such as caffeine and theobromine. Menstruating women need magnesium in large amounts, that is known. Cacao in chocolate provides more magnesium than any other food. Similarly, caffeine in coffee has been proved to be mood enhancing and stimulating. Is it the caffeine in chocolate responsible for the craving or the magnesium? Unfortunately, caffeine in coffee does not make one drink more coffee. So one can't be certain if the same compound in chocolate acts any differently. People in lower moods often seek more sweets, that is known. Is that the reason why chocolate is craved for? But it is not just for the people in dumps, but even those who are happy seek chocolate. Our brains seek those things more, which triggers the release of certain chemicals known as endorphins. Endorphins are pain relievers produced in the brain. There are several of them. Anandamide is one such endorphin. It is released when intoxicating drugs are consumed. Surprisingly, chocolate is the only food which seems to have anandamide in it. Is that the reason why it brings ananda on eating? Well, science has tried to probe the reason, but as of now, it is still not sure which is the reason which makes us eat more chocolate. Maybe one of them, or maybe all of them. Or plainly, we like just like its taste, silk, smoothie, sweet nature, whatever it is. A chocolate is welcome at all times and every time. The Science of Silky Smooth Chocolate. Do you know Mr. Willy Wonka or the world famous Wonka Chocolate Factory? Does Charlie and the Chocolate Factory ring a bell? Of course, everyone. Are you wondering why Mr. Wonka and Charlie are here in the science podcast? Well, the answer is very simple. C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E, that is chocolate. Yes, chocolate, the best metaphor for love so sweet, happiness so warm, guilt so appealing, and desire so willing. Biting into a chocolate is definitely a gastronomic love affair worth falling into, even after knowing you will be guilty conscious. Well, we do have a strong reason to whisper chocolate into your ears today. And we are sure the information is going to clinch into your brains as much as it is going to dribble your tongues. Today, we get to see a lot of chocolates around us. There are different flavors, shapes, textures, sizes. There is no one in this world who hates a chocolate. I mean, it is quite rare. But did you know there was a time when chocolates were not sold? Yes, chocolate bars manufactured prior to 1879 were barely sold because they were chewy, gritty, hard to process, and also hard to eat. Back then, the methods for mixing cocoa solids and other dry ingredients resulted in rough, irregular clumps without smooth flow and gave gritty, hard, or amorphous chocolates. Many confectioners improved the process in the long run. In 1879, a Swiss confectioner, Rodolf Lindt, came into picture. Does his name ring a bell? Oh yes, like magic, he created the smoothest chocolates. The magic is a process called chocolate conching. Conching makes the chocolate smooth and flavorsome, and that engulfed the world's population into a chocolatey passion. Although we know that chocolate is the most popular confectionery product in the whole world, there is a lot more mystery still with it. One of the enduring mysteries is how conching makes chocolate soft and melting. Now, researchers from the University of Edinburgh in United Kingdom, in collaboration with New York University, University of Cambridge and Mars Chocolate United Kingdom Limited, have come out with the probable answer. They have revealed the physics behind the conching process, which leads to smooth molten chocolate, after careful study and research on a 140-year-old mixing technique. Chocolate conching process involves mixing of dry, powdery substances like sugar, milk solids and cocoa solids over several hours to form a flowing suspension that is what we know as liquid chocolate. It is a famous and fundamental industrial process in confectionery industry, similar to cement mixing carried out by the construction companies. Achieving maximum solid content even when the substance is flowing is the key goal. It also results in low-fat chocolate. According to researchers, the conching happens as a two-step process. First, all dry ingredients are mixed together. In the second stage, liquids like cocoa butter, fat, milk, and other liquids are added. During the process, lasting several hours, the clumps are broken down into very fine particles. The chocolate flows smooth when the particle size is from 10 to 50 microns. Remember, in 1 millimeter, one can tightly stuff 20 to 100 of such particles. Further, conching reduces the friction between the particles due to addition of liquids like milk. This reduction in the friction makes it smooth and happens in phases. Smooth flow means less force required to mix. The scientists report that conching is an intermediate process in which jammed solids get converted into flowable liquid. As the mixing continues, the granule size increases instead of decreasing. This continues even after the fluids are added and until it becomes a compact paste which cannot flow easily. Just as magic, addition of remaining last shot of liquid turns the dry conch into a glossy, pourable suspension, a plain fact hidden in a complex mix of science. In essence, more fat does not mean smoother flow. It is the mixing which is crucial. This research breakthrough may hold the key to manufacturing chocolate with more energy efficiency, leading to greener mechanized process and low fat content for one of the world's highly manufactured and most beloved food product. Shall we add one more metaphor? Chocolate mixing is as mysterious as the chocolate itself. More chocolates, anyone? Of course, everyone.
Dear all, that was Thali Tales for this fortnight. Hope you relisted. Miss Namrata Varkekar, Dr. N.R. Manjunatha, Ajana and Kolegala Sharma contributed the stories. Narration was by yours truly, Abdul Majid, Ishwant Singh and Kavya Bhatt. Thali Tales is a free magazine produced and distributed by CSIR CFTRI Mysuru. You can also freely share Thali Tales with anyone you want. Listeners may send their queries and suggestions on food and related issues directly through WhatsApp to 944-912-0618. You can also call the number 0821-251-5910 from Monday to Friday to ask questions related to food research. Thali Tales will try to provide answers in subsequent issues. See you again next fortnight. Until then, bye-bye and have a great day.